the intro that the president gave by giving us the historical background of our struggle to independence and the challenges that we went through and how we managed to surmount them. It just giving us an idea of these challenges that we are going through now. Then at the conclusion, you saw the president coming up again on that same topic of trying to get us together as a nation. We have still been making efforts to make Ghana a nation. Ghana is not yet a nation. We are still a state. A nation comes when we do away with all differences and we see each other first as Ghanaians, not as tribes, not as ethnic groups, not as north and south, east and west. And so we are working towards that. And when we reach nationhood, the rule of law will then be more effective. We can reach nationhood when we consolidate democracy and entrench it so that the principles and values of democracy will be a way of life. As at now, we haven't reached there yet. And because we haven't reached there yet, we don't see that it is the results that we are reaping is the collective efforts of all of us. And so we keep on blaming each other and trying to pinpoint the defects or weaknesses that each and every one of us has due to creation, you know. And so I think that, yes, the message was very inspiring. It was very hopeful. And His Excellency went into details on various sectors.
During the State of the Nation address, the President made an assurance, especially regarding the property of former President Nkrumah. He's rethinking about giving it back to the party and all that. Do you think it's refreshing enough, especially during the recent days, that the party advocated that the state releases their property for them?
Well, we hope for the best. I think the process is underway, so let's see how it unfolds.
Now, your party is a socially concerned one. The president made mention of the introduction of the PSHS, which is next academic year beginning. Do you think it will be sustainable enough from your point of view?
Well, we have to do our best as a nation to make sure it is sustainable, because these are the opportunities that we have to offer to our people, so that the most intelligent have the opportunity to do whatever it is they wish to do in their lives. So we will encourage the government to do everything they can to make the resources available of the state to achieve that purpose.
Now, to the more critical area of power, the president make a categorical statement that he would fix the energy crisis. I've spoken to some MPs, and they are saying that the president has been paying lip service all this while, so they don't see anything different with this pronouncement. Do you see a different point of view?
Well, you know, even if you look at it purely from a self-interest perspective, the president is president of the nation and leads a party which wants to be re-elected in 2016. So it is in their own interest to solve the problem. So I'm sure they will do everything they can to solve it. If they're able to solve it, we will all be the beneficiaries.
Thank you very much.
Where is GTV? We wore black to signify to this country that we are with the Ghanaian people. The suffering matters of the Ghanaian people, because we believe that the president and the NDC government has not done well. They've not delivered. They have not been focused. All they've been doing is propaganda for the last 3 years. As we speak, 2015 budget do not contain any amount of money for this huge ambitious project he's trying to throw into our eyes. Where is the money for it? Did you tell us? Where is the money for it? So not until we can see these figures in the budget, I will not believe the President of the Republic of Ghana, President John Dramani Mahama. I feel that he has kept promising and he has kept failing us. So we cannot.
You mentioned the upgrading of some town roads, even in the second part of the metropolis. Don't you think that the government is providing some social intervention?
What are you talking about? The MPs in Sekene Takoradi has been pushing for these roads all these years. Okay? I mean, that's why he even said that today now Papa will be happy. But there are certain areas that he's talked about that he himself is taking credit where credit is not due him. So I'll give one typical example. He made mention of the new Takoradi coastal. But that was the President Gufuor project. And we were fighting them to got them to get it fixed. Because the materials were there, we were just not bringing the contractor to come and do the work. But before Mrs. Asma left, the J. Kufuor administration, those materials, those machines and everything were there. Even vehicles are still there at the Ministry of Fisheries for this project. And even though these school stores have been installed all over the country, not a single one of them is working because the NDC deliberately decided not to do it so that they can take credit like they are trying to take credit for it when it's not their project.
The National Health Insurance, they need to restructure it. The important thing is that we should check fraud. Once it is an insurance scheme, the biggest thing to fight is fraud. And so this is being restructured. We are also supporting many local pharmaceutical industries to produce medicine at a cheaper price so that the cost that was prohibitive for the National Health Insurance to reimburse will reduce. And this is going to ensure that the health, National Health Insurance is sustainable. The numbers he gave, if people didn't have confidence in it, they will not be registering in these large numbers. But it also shows that the other aspect of health care, which is financial risk protection, that is making sure that poor people access health. It is this reason that the President was talking about the restructuring. And indeed, to ensure that timely payments are made to providers. This is what will assure. But the total cost of the health care reinvestments by the National Health, it is mainly on drugs. And if you reduce the cost of the medicines, then the sustainability of the National Health Insurance will be assured. The President is talking about geographical access, and that is why so many hospitals are being built in the districts, and new hospitals, modern with modern facilities, are being protected because our disease pattern is changing. We are beginning to be getting health attacks. We are beginning to have diabetes. We have the non-communicable diseases, and therefore you need specialized hospitals to be able to treat in large numbers of people who are getting cancer, who are getting all kinds of diseases.
As he said, when you couldn't even get a tablet of soap to buy. As he said, we were a nation where kinky was bought at the time it was molded, before it could even be cooked for people to take to their houses to sell. The President is saying that we have overcome all these challenges. But secondly, the President was not just making a commitment to resolve some of the problems we are facing. The President gave very concrete steps. He showed clearly, for example, the power projects that are coming on stream, both short-term and long-term, to resolve the challenges. I think the President also gave us a very solid accounting of how we have used the resources of the nation, whether it is from our tax revenue or it is from money that we have borrowed. From going across the country, what the President did was to literally go across the country and remind us that even as we kept lamenting about our project, sorry, about our problems, we were building hospitals, we were building roads, we were building airports, we were fixing our harbors, you know, we were fixing our railway lines. And I think this is what the President is telling the nation.
Oh, no, but you are mentioning the fact that there are energy problems. And so these energy problems are affecting the condition of the economy. What would you...
The President reminded that even in the problems, we must see the progress we have made in the problems that we are facing. He pointed out that there was a time when we had one dam. That dam was sufficient to supply power to the country and for us to export power. The President reminded us that as a result of self-help electrification, 70% of our population now have access to power. When you expand at that pace, you definitely have difficulties. The President's approach was not to continue lamenting. The President's approach was twofold: to charge his energy minister, one, to make a commitment, to charge his energy minister, and three, tell the nation, you know, both private sector and public, the investments that we are going to make to resolve it. I think that we will do the nation a lot of good if we, you know, spoke to, for example, some of those investors who are coming to the country to let us know whether there are plans, some of which came to this very house in the form of agreement to be approved, you know, would materialize or not. I think that is that for me is the message which the president is delivering to the nation. The president has placed investor confidence, which investor would invest or promise to invest $7 billion, the largest in sub-Saharan Africa in recent memory, in our economy. If he didn't have confidence in the economy, which investor would give us money to expand our airport if they didn't have confidence in our economy? Which investor would come and invest in power projects if they didn't have confidence in our economy? I think this is the point the president is saying, like the Black Star. We shouldn't be too cynical, you know, about our performance. We are achieving a lot as a nation. And just because we have problems, does not mean that there is lack of investor confidence or things are not happening to the economy.
I'm going to say there is no money in our pocket.
I believe that when we talk about social intervention, everybody's mind normally goes to leap. But today was different. The president didn't even tackle on leap. He made mention of the school standards that we're going to distribute to about 55,000. We're going to give them scholarships. 55,000 students, we're going to give them scholarships, we're going to give them school standards, school bags, and all school books. And then I believe that their conditions too has also increased to about 10%. And equal access as well, because initially we were given the men priority as against the women. And now His Excellency also made mention of the equal access. We're going to enroll more women into SHS and into basic schools and all that. And now I believe that, that we are also giving them some furniture and all that. So to me, this today's State of the Nation address did not capture only the leap aspect, that's the agent. Even the agent, yes, captured on it, concerning those benefiting the transportation aspect. And then he captured on some of the distributions or probably support that we've given to also the vulnerables in the society. Because of the community schools that we are building, that one is only for the students. And we're going to use that one, the 73 community schools, we're going to start with that one first, as he mentioned. So to me, I believe, he said progressively. So basically, the movement is progressively. This will definitely get to the boarding students as well.
Within the last 6 years, the borrowing alone this government have done is amounting to $27 billion. Okay. The oil revenue, we were all blessed, we were all shouting that, oh, now we have discovered oil in commercial quantity, and so it's going to lessen our challenges. Currently, as we speak, they've made more than $3 billion as a revenue from the oil. Taxes and revenue that government has taken is over $60 billion within the last 6 years. Yet, government is still today, after 6 years, giving us assurance. It's not acceptable. It's not the time for assurance. It's the time for action. Okay, and you can see that today we're all in black and red, signifying that we are mourning the collapse of this country, the crisis that we are all going through as we speak. Because you know, and I know, that day in, day out, small-scale businesses are collapsing because of energy issues.
But he says that he's going to fix it. He's made a categorical statement.
You don't use 6 years. Okay, he has not just assumed office. This government has been in existence for the past 6 years. Okay, and you know that you don't use 6 years to tell Ghanaians that you are fixing it when you have borrowed already $27 billion. It's not acceptable. We want expectation. Did the president give you a timeline when he's going to fix it? We needed a timeline, okay, so that businesses will be assured that within the next 3 months, at least there will be a less burden from their operations. Because as we speak, some of them have to buy generators, and they have to additional costs because they have to get fuel to power those generators, and most of them too are laying off workers. These are the things we wanted to hear from government. Unfortunately, Ghana was to be a corporate institution. If I was managing this corporate institution, we would have declared that corporate institution bankrupt.